Chapter 7, The Gift. The lifeboat was waiting to go down. It looked tiny as it swung on cables at the side of the big ship. The water below looked black.
"Get in, get in!" a uniformed man shouted.
"No, no," said William. He hid his face against Lucy's coat. Lucy was shaking her head. "I'd rather stay here," she said to Jack and Annie. Jack understood. The brightly lit Titanic seemed so solid and safe compared to the little lifeboat. "You can't stay here," said Annie. "The Titanic is going to sink soon."
"Very soon," said Jack.
Lucy kept shaking her head. Jack saw tears in her eyes.
"Lucy, we're telling the truth," said Jack. "You and William are in great danger."
"You have to be brave now," said Annie, "for your brother's sake."
Lucy straightened up and tried to smile.
"All right," she said. "I will."
"This way," a man called. "Women and children, this way, you four."
He pointed at them.
"Get in," said Jack.
He gently pushed Lucy and William forward.
"Goodbye, Lucy," said Annie. "Goodbye, William."
Lucy looked surprised.
"You're not coming?" she asked. "No, we're going home another way," said Annie.
"Oh, dear," said Lucy. "I hope you'll be safe."
"We will, don't worry," said Jack.
"Wait," said Lucy.
She reached into her coat pocket and pulled out a silver watch on a chain.
"This is a gift for both of you," she said. "It's our father's watch. We carried it on the voyage for good luck. I have a feeling that the two of you were our good luck tonight."
Jack looked at the watch as Lucy put it around Annie's neck. The time on the watch was 1:50. There were only 30 minutes left.
"Hurry, hurry," he said.
Jack and Annie watched as a big man picked Lucy up and swung her into the little boat. Then he picked William up and put him in Lucy's lap.
"Bye,"
cried Annie. She stepped forward to blow a kiss. Just then, the man picked Annie up.
"No,"
shouted Annie.
"Into the lifeboat, my dear," the man said,
and he tossed Annie into the lifeboat.
"No, no,"
cried Jack. Then the man reached for him, too. Jack jumped away just in time.
"Annie," he yelled, "get out."
Annie tried to climb out of the lifeboat.
"Let me out,"
she cried.
"Arf, arf,"
Teddy barked from over Jack's shoulder. The lifeboat jerked. It started creaking down toward the dark, cold sea.
"Come back,"
Jack called. But there was nothing he could do as Annie disappeared from sight.